Alrighty. Drink up, boys. Yum.
Yep, yep.
Yep, yep. Yep, yep. I hope y'all brought...
Thank you, bro. Wet naps.
My fingers are so sticky.
Yeah, baby, wet naps. That's so sticky.
I hope y'all brought some wings.
Yeah, I mean, wet naps.
Oh. I ain't brought a wing and a wet nap.
All right, what's your wing?
Isaiah, go first. All right,
you want me to go?
Did you bring one?
Yeah, dude. I was talking around in the group chat.
Thank
you
God.
Said.
Okay. I don't have a wing. I kind of just had a question.
Ooh.
Can I ask it?
You have permission, I guess. I don't know.
Usually they get down on one knee before they ask that.
Why'd you ask that so
I prefer both ladies.
Can I ask it? I don't know.
Yeah, ask it. No, go ahead.
I'm going to go now.
Should the NBA switch to the new Wilson basketball?
Fuck no.
Wait, why?
Dude, do you know how much they cost?
Oh, those air ones?
The airless one?
They're fucking cool,
though.
Dude, sick.
I was thinking about it the other day. I was like, it'd be really cool to just have one of those. And yeah. I was like, look it up.
So much money.
Like $2,000 or $3,000.
They're
right?
Like $3,000.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, they're so expensive.
What are they made out of?
Some crazy shit.
Like 3D printed? That shit's so cheap to fucking...
crazy material, but you don't ever have to...
Inflate it,
yeah. And actually, like, there was a... I don't know if, like, people just, like, if they just released it or what, but I was seeing, like, a bunch of videos on it, like, just this past week. And people were just, like, weighing them, like, the actual, like, new... I don't know what it's even called, technically. But the new basketball versus, like, normal Wilson basketball. And they are closer to the actual weight they need to be than normal basketballs when you buy them.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean by the weight you need?
So, like, there's a weight range that a basketball needs to be in it to be game ready.
For the NBA.
For the NBA. And it's way easier to get that ball. Or that ball is basically always going to be closer than an NBA ball to
the exact weight.
Yeah, to, like, the median number.
It's like a PSI thing.
Exactly,
or like an air pressure thing.
Uh-huh. Well, because you don't need air.
Exactly.
So there's less variation.
It's really cool. And it seems like bouncing it and everything is exactly the same.
Yeah,
it's really sick.
The video of them bouncing, I was like,
it's crazy.
I thought the bouncing would be the main problem, but it seemed like it's not.
I think the main problem is
grip.
Grip, yeah.
And like longevity.
Just the way... Is it longevity, really?
No, my opinion was, I eventually when they get cheaper, which they probably will, right?
Yeah,
and
I would hope so.
Some kids start playing with them for a while. I bet you that those balls, after like a year or so, will probably get pretty ripped up and like tore up.
This says it comes in a leather suitcase, a mirror display, and a custom engraved leather luggage tag.
They have to justify the
$2,500.
Oh, yeah, right now. It's just like a collectible item right now.
Yeah,
you know
like
I mean?
That's why they...
Well, what the fuck's the point of making it so close to a basketball if it's just collectible?
For real.
I would just use it.
Because down the line, they might use it.
They'll make a more durable... because it's probably not durable. Like I said, it's probably after a few plays.
It's supposed to be durable, and the idea is that, like, you don't have to, like... Air pressure and stuff like that won't affect it.
Not only is it 20...
You can, like, play with it outside, and it's not going to lose air.
$2,500... It's sold out.
Oh, yeah.
And it comes in
probably.
Three colors. It comes in basketball color, white, which is labeled as natural,
interesting.
And black. It says it's made of polymer.
Which is
It's 3D. Like plastic, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like plastic.
How did they get it to be like dense like that, though?
That's crazy. I want to feel one so
shape.
Bad. I just want to bounce
about
one.
The shape.
That's all I want to do.
But we say that, but it's... It's just a basketball.
I don't
want to
buy
day.
It. That doesn't mean I want to buy it. I just want to bounce someone else's.
I would buy one for like $100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$2,500.
I bought a ball the other day. That shit was $50.
They're expensive.
$60 for an
worked
official
at Target
one.
Today. Redid the whole fucking section. They go up to like $75.
That's
crazy.
For footballs too. Shit's expensive.
Boy, oh boy. And back in my day.
Dude. Mine fucking balls is expensive.
Dude, I wanted to buy a pickleball set. $65
oh, yeah.
bucks for two paddles and a ball.
Yeah.
It's not that.
Yeah. Shout out to badminton. Underrated sport.
pickleball is so much better.
Have you played pickleball?
Yeah.
I play often. I've never played.
Yeah, I want
to
try it.
I used to play often. It's fun as fuck. If you're good at ping pong or like ping pong, you'll love pickleball.
Big
pong. It's big-ass ping pong.
Me and Bob had some intense ping pong matches at the Poconos house.
Let me cook in some pickles.
We played till like 3 in the morning.
Hold on. Fuck him.
What the hell? Why?
Oh, I know why.
Dude, because we had a ping pong tournament. Was that this year?
No.
It was like 2 or 3 years ago.
It was 2 years ago.
And Cam like showed up and fucking beat me.
We played at my camp.
I was winning.
We played at my campground and Isaiah was winning, beating everybody. And then Cam showed up, didn't even have his glasses on.
Blind Cam.
Beat everybody.
And shit on everyone.
Yes.
I think he almost lost to Kelsey. No.
Damn.
I think he did his first game and then he fucking cooked everybody. It wasn't even close.
That's crazy.
He's so white.
Damn.
It's insane.
All right, Bob, what's your wing?
Yeah,
dude?
Give me some spice.
My wing. Forgot it.
No, you didn't, dude. I got it.
He's lying. He got your ass.
You ready for this one?
I think he really forgot for a sec there.
You ready for this one?
Yeah.
Drum roll.
The Philadelphia 76ers.
Here we go. He's always spitting about the Sixers.
Here we go.
Shouldn't have gotten rid of James Harden, and it shows very much right now.
We already had this conversation before.
Bringing him back. Now more than ever.
Nah, bro.
I think he could have thrived here with a new coach.
No, he's known to be an asshole to the coaches that want to push him harder.
Oh, dude, we look fucking terrible without Embiid.
They're horrible.
Well, yeah, they are bad,
but I don't think... 12 of the last 16 games they played.
We look fucking atrocious.
I really don't think having James Harden would have helped much at all.
Just having that experience to even fucking mentor these younger guys that we have here. We won against the Celtics in the playoffs in Boston with James Harden here. Now we couldn't even fucking spit at a win against the Celtics.
To be fair, we were in that game until the fourth quarter. And once you get Embiid back, that's a lot of points right there. And I don't miss seeing James Harden hold the ball for 20 seconds. I will never miss that, and I will never miss him or his mentality.
I think long-term we're a better team without him. And I think...
But if Embiid keeps getting hurt every year, we have nobody to fill that big scoring spot. We get it maybe once, twice a month out of Maxi on a big game, but... He's still an all-star, and he can put up 30 points consistently, but he's not putting up the 35-plus, 10-plus rebound games that we need from Embiid.
No.
We fucking blow at rebounds without him out there, offensive and defensive.
Well, James Harden wouldn't help that.
He would make that
worse. He's a little better defensively than some of the guys we have out there, and fucking now more than ever, Toby is pissing me the fuck off.
He's horrible. Bench him. Seriously. They need to fucking bench him. It's bad.
Mr. Inconsistent.
Dude, it's beyond. He's not even consistently bad.
He's consistently bad
right now. He's consistently the worst player on the team and the reason we are losing.
He loves to change my mind at the beginning of the season, and now it's fucking terrible.
We've been doing this for 5 years.
Yeah.
They need to bench him. Just bench him the rest of the season. He sucks. He's worse than Ricky Council, who came from, like, the G League.
And he's playing really good.
He is playing good.
It's surprising.
Dude, he fucking sucks. Dude.
29 minutes, 13 points. 31 minutes, 8 points. 34 minutes, 15 points. 27 minutes, 7 points. 33 minutes, 11 points. 39 minutes, 21 points. 29 minutes, 13 points. 35 minutes, 17 points.
He's horrible. He's so horrible. We pay him so much money to just be shit.
Has only broken 5 assists in all those ones I just listed once. And... has never broken 10 rebounds in any of those. Well, it is fucking horrendous.
Isaiah, what do you think about James Harden?
Keeping James Harden?
Yeah, do you think we should have kept him?
No. But I think what your point is that we don't have a star player that's going to carry us to victory, which I think is true.
But I don't think James Harden can do that.
I don't think
any team can do it with one player, and I think we have that star in Maxi still, but... You need the tag team. That's the big goal right now in all in the whole league.
We don't have the depth we usually do without Embiid. That's the biggest problem. Like, who is our center in all of this? I mean, I guess
I disagree on that though.
We got deeper with the trade deadline. I think
with Embiid there, the depth is there for the minutes, the very few minutes we don't need him out there. Let's say he averages 35 minutes a game. You have Paul Reed and Mobamba. Mobamba's good at rebounds and can't score. Paul Reed can score, but is not good at rebounds.
And he has a fouling problem.
Yeah. So
Mobamba ain't shit, but
he's all right.
I don't think he's good.
We don't have a good enough player to fill that spot when Embiid is out, and especially when we see him out for these extended periods that we do every season. This might be one of the worst ones.
I feel like the spacing of the team is off when Embiid isn't there. And, dude, like, Tobias is just horrible.
We don't have a big to hold their ground in the paint. We fucking blow in the paint.
Yeah.
And that shows from our rebounds.
Yeah, I agree with that. But what would having James Harden do to fix that?
You have that 1-2 duo still.
But you still don't have a guy who can put up rebounds. You're still losing offensive and defensive rebounds with Paul Reed down there.
But the only thing that would change is that our team could just be more a three-point machine,
but
which is what a lot of teams are in the NBA.
The thing is with Harden, he is so inconsistent.
Yeah.
Like the most inconsistent player in NBA history, debatably. And I just – his mentality is ass. I'm so glad he's gone. Good for him. He's doing good there, but
I still think he plays a decent leader role when somebody like that isn't there.
But I don't know if I even agree with that.
Well, that's why it's a wing.
I guess so, yeah. Either way, Sixers are ass right now.
We need help.
They just need Embiid back. And they're ass. Literally, they become contenders again with him on the court.
Yes.
And I do. You don't think they got deeper with the trade deadline?
Not really. We traded a lot of people away.
But we traded a lot of people who aren't really doing all that much. Campaign is like an easy 15 points off the bench.
Yeah.
So is, well, now Ricky Council, but that was like a diamond in the rough.
Yeah, I mean, he's just good out of nowhere.
Yeah.
He's like a saving grace of this whole thing.
They really needed to get...
We had Jaden Springer. That shit pissed me off.
He was good.
We gave him away for nothing.
I know, but I think Cameron Payne's better. Maybe not defensively, but anyway, what they really needed to do was get Andre Drummond in the trade deadline because that was a rumor.
Got a couple people from
That was a rumor that he was supposed to come back to Philly and it fell through. That would have been big, especially with this Embiid injury. He was a rebound machine.
I don't think it matters, bro. I said this weeks ago before the trade deadline happened. I think that
this guy said we didn't need to change.
I don't think we do, because I think we could just get rid of everybody that we don't need at the end of the season and just kind of
reset. So let me ask you this. On the topic of it then, do we play Embiid in the regular season? Do we need Embiid to make it past the regular season?
Yes.
Do we even attempt to make the playoffs this year?
This year?
Yes.
You keep trying, yeah. Why would you... It's not like you're going to get like anything good from not trying. And if they can make the play-ins...
You get the risk of hurting Embiid again.
If they can make the play-ins and Embiid is healthy by then,
Embiid is supposed to be healthy before then.
This is all he's projected for late smart. They're just going to keep telling us that because they want people to go to the games.
You're not wrong about that.
That is exactly what it is.
I disagree.
If you look at the trade deadline, bro... And you look at what Daryl Morey did. All he did was just save the Sixers money. Because Josh, whatever the fuck, who owns the Sixers, he doesn't fucking care about this team, bro. He's just saving his ass money, and that's why we keep him.
Who did they bring in the trade deadline to be like, oh, I want to go to the Sixers game? Buddy Hield?
Exactly. That's my point.
No, but he's saying that they're saying Embiid's going to be back.
They're
soon
saying
to
he's
going to
be back
in.
Because everybody thinks that if Embiid's on the team, they're contenders, well, which they are.
Oh, Embiid's going to be back. Let me go to the game tomorrow.
Yeah,
that doesn't affect until he's back.
But it makes you have some hope that the Sixers season isn't just a fucking waste.
But that doesn't affect the now.
I think he's trying to say that fans won't want to go to the game if the team is tanking. If the team's not tanking and they're playing hard, you're going to want to go to the game.
But it's not even the fact that we're tanking. We just fucking blow because he's not there.
But
I wouldn't call it tanking. We're not losing on purpose. We beat the
Cavs. No, but he's saying that that's why they're saying
people,
that Embiid's going to come back.
People at least consider
so
going
not...
to the games if they think that he's going to be back. You know what I mean? And like, it at least looks like they're still trying to make the playoffs.
I disagree.
Because we literally do not know if he's coming back still.
I don't think we're tanking, but I also don't think we're going to make the playoffs at this pace.
They can make the play-ins. They could.
I'm looking at the records like right now. We are one loss away from being out of the play-ins.
Yeah.
So there's a chance.
I mean, the teams below that are pretty fucking bad. But
and when we lose, we're getting fucking smoked right now.
Yeah.
Be fair, we just got smoked by three of the better teams in the league.
And then we beat the Cavs.
But for whatever reason, we beat the Cavs. And we beat them last time right before All-Star break.
Yeah.
So, okay, hypothetically, we play the Cavs in the playoffs. We beat them.
Bro.
Then after that, second round exit again. See you, boys. See you next year.
Are we talking about
I'm
going to
tell you what's
going
to happen.
Without.
Okay.
The Sixers are going to be the last team in the play-ins.
Write it down.
Joel Embiid.
Write it down.
Isn't going to be there for the playing games.
What?
But we're gonna win the playing games, and we're gonna be the eighth seed in the playoffs, and have to play the Celtics and beat them in the first round.
But we
are you writing a movie right now? What are you doing?
We're not gonna make it. We're not gonna make it to the play-ins.
Stop, dude. I'm trying to sell Sixers tickets.
I'm on payroll right now.
In the win column, we are in a four-way tie for the eighth seed.
Sheesh.
So that can move very quickly right now.
Yeah, we get up to 10.
Technically.
You can get up to 10, yeah.
Technically, we're, if you want to look at the other way, we're tied for the fifth seed. If you want to look at it like that.
Dude, the East just fucking sucks.
It's good for
Sixers. Good for us, yeah. But yeah, I don't know.
No, the bad end of the East fucking sucks. The West has a whole different fucking thing going on. It's like the gap. I forget what it was. It's like the gap from first place to the eighth seed in the East is less of the gap from first place to like the 15th place in the West.
Yeah.
So as close as it is right now and the way we're playing, I'm not even sure we make the play-ins.
No, we might not. I don't really think it matters, but I think that the Sixers are better without James Harden one way or another.
Yeah, same.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Well, we know you don't.
I think they're better without James Harden with Joel Embiid in the lineup because they can have more depth and more ball movement.
Time will tell. Late March is what they're saying.
It's going to hurt if the Clippers win.
Wing me up, Papa.
All right.
And then you'll agree with me.
This is not to say that I can't be into it at some point.
What?
But we're talking about it this morning or this afternoon or whatever. I wouldn't say hater of the NBA. I don't hate the NBA. I just feel indifferent. I don't care for it.
You don't like it.
I don't watch it really. I think every so often I see something on SportsCenter or Twitter or something that just kind of hammers it home for me. Like every month or so, there's some stat or some fact that comes out. I was like, that doesn't sound like professional sports to be honest, but who knows, you know? I think if there was another league in the U.S. for basketball that could compete in any way, I think they would be doing better than the NBA right now. I don't have the facts to back it up.
Can you repeat that?
You know, if they're, you know how sports have different leagues, like around like the countries and shit like that. If the U.S. how like the NFL has like the XFL and shit like that. Like if there was another league that started and they could get a few big names to go to them, I think they would blow up and be bigger than the NBA at some point. It's a stupid fact and stupid like point, but I just think the NBA is kind of silly and stupid in a lot of ways compared to the other professional sports.
This is your wing. You need to deliver it.
I know. I didn't bring facts.
Actually, I disagree with your wing. Saudi Arabia has been trying to do that with everything and not accomplishing anything.
Yeah, but people, that's part of the problem is that people don't like Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia.
Okay. Because of the
not to go there. Okay. Well, there's external reasons outside of sports. I know what you're saying.
You got fucking you got Dwight Howard and Bao Sing Se and fucking Avatar playing with fucking Aang.
Dude,
putting up 78 rebounds a game.
Yeah, there's also
nobody wants to fucking watch that.
There's not that many people that are athletically gifted in Eastern Asian countries the way for basketball that there are in other parts of the world.
I think only there. What about Trevor Bauer in baseball?
He's coming back to MLB.
Okay, but he couldn't. But did he make people care about going to watch these Japanese games? Mm-mm. There's so much talent coming out of Japan into the MLB, mm-hmm. but you're not sitting up watching Japanese games.
I also said the league would have to start in the USA.
Okay.
And get big names. Another
people don't
point,
care about the XFL.
The point
or the
that
UFL
we were talking
now.
About because they don't have any big names. If the point that I was going to bring to the point that I saw today was the fact that Bronny James is going to come to the NBA that you guys feel pretty certain about, right?
No.
That no, he won't play in the NBA.
Not this year.
No, obviously, like not this year. But you think he will play at some point in the NBA?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I think.
And why do you think he and why? Why do you think he'll play in the NBA?
Because LeBron James is his daddy.
Yeah, that's right.
What other sport have you ever... We briefly touched on this last week. I know, but that drives me nuts. There's something about that drives... If you're not good enough to play in the league, why are you playing in the league?
I'm actually...
There's no sports that would ever do that besides the NBA.
I'm not going to agree with you totally. I don't think that another league
it's a popularity contest.
It wouldn't
be
bigger than the NBA, but the NBA is a player's sport. And these dudes kind of do whatever they want. They get traded where they want. They run the show.
But that's why I don't like it.
It is kind of a popularity contest, but it's NBA, whether you like it or not, is at the top of the chain of pop culture in itself. With celebrities going to games and how many followers they have on Twitter, the things they put out, their social media presence is the best out of any of the sports.
I think that's why half the people watch it. Not for the game itself.
I watch for the game.
That's you.
Well, why else would you watch?
The popularity. I don't know.
I don't want to watch somebody go out and put 5 points up. Like, we just fucking shit on Tobias Harris for 5 minutes because he fucking blows and he's getting paid $40 million a year. I don't want to watch. I'm not going to watch a specific
sport.
You're
not helping the NBA, dude.
That's fine. I'm saying it's not a popularity contest because I'm not going to... I'm not going to be like, oh, I want to go watch Bronny James put up 5 points in 25 minutes.
A lot of people will.
See, the thing is, he's going to get drafted.
I think a lot of people are going to, because LeBron's going to be there.
I think the only popularity thing, that's why. But LeBron James is debatably one of the greatest basketball players of all time.
The first game that LeBron plays with his son, that game will sell out and will probably be the most watched game in, like...
But you equate you equate the most popular players with their skill.
I'm not sure what you mean.
LeBron James is arguably, the greatest basketball player of all time.
And his son is mid.
But people
super
are going
to... Super
popular
because
of his dad. You just said people are going to go to the game because LeBron James is there.
And his son.
His son is only there...
Because
LeBron is only there because his son is there. Well, people are going to see LeBron, not his son.
We're going to see that game everywhere. The first game that he plays, it's going to like...
Women's college basketball is only becoming super popular right now because of Caitlin Clark, because she's a monster.
Mm-hmm.
I think popularity goes heavily hand in hand with their skill set.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just saying that like I don't like how it's run. I don't like how heavy popularity is. And how much it means to the league and what happens, you know? It doesn't...
But
I didn't bring enough facts, and I know that. And I'm sorry.
But I think it at the end of the day, popularity equates with the skill. So the more popular the player is, yes, the more people are going to turn out.
Mm-hmm.
But they're popular because they are good.
Or they hang out with rappers. Or they date Jenner. Or they date... You know what I'm saying?
I'll disagree with that. I think that a lot of the NBA players are legitimately the best players.
Would Travis Kelce be dating Taylor Swift if he wasn't?
We talked about that.
Debatably the best tight end of all time.
He pretty much is.
Statistically.
Yeah.
But people would argue that with domination of...
but that's a different point.
So I think he is getting drafted because of his dad. But once he gets into the league...
He's not going to see any time.
Yeah.
hope so.
We'll see.
That's what's going to happen.
We'll that's just a fact of unless you are a team that is just selling to see that player, which is really rough.
People are
going to
stop buying
go
if he sucks.
To a Wembanyama game when they're an 11-win team.
I will say, like, obviously we played baseball together when we were younger.
Yeah.
There's politics in sports regardless of what it is.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So even if you can't see it, I'm sure there's shit going on behind the scenes in every sport that causes players to get drafted when they shouldn't.
Maybe. I mean, you never know what happens behind closed doors. I know
NBA
what you're saying.
NBA is an extreme, though. And I think what I would say is there's a couple problems with the NBA that NBA players and, like, media recognizes, and it's like the officiating, the amount of power the players have, and just the way the game is played in the US compared to in like Europe, for example. Mm-hmm. And like defense isn't really as important in the NBA. There are specific rule changes that make it so that there's a lot more fouls called. And like, for example, like not being able to be a center and stand in the paint for more than 3 seconds on defense is kind of bullshit because it's your job.
Mm-hmm.
It's a horrible rule. And it makes it so that, like, the 3-point shot is, like, fucking huge. You know what I mean? Like, you pretty much, it just really changes the way the entire game is played. And I think that the NBA would be better if they made some rule changes and if they gave players less power. That way, you could see, I think what would be more interesting is if the NBA was like football, where you could see a team have players stay on a team for long periods of time, and you could see teams develop a real culture, and then I think it would be more fun to watch that way. And then also, like, there would be more of an identity and, like, an actual play style to each NBA team, rather than it being one player runs the fucking show and that is the team. Because when you look at headlines for the NBA, it's not
you run into logistic issues with that. I will use Damian Lillard as my example. He built a culture there. He was there for as long as he could be or wanted to be. You don't want to be on a losing team your whole career.
No.
It doesn't work in the sense of a better player needs to be paid better money, correct?
Yeah.
If every single player in the NBA got paid the exact same, then they could kind of pick where they want to be. It's at the end of the day, it's on the player's conscience to play where they want to be or play where the money's at.
True.
So it's not, it can be a culture thing, and it's rare to see that now, but it's the money.
The players have so much power because the teams are so small.
But I think
NBA,
that's
right. There's
I
so kind of
think that's all right. Like, you want to win, so regardless if you played your whole career in Portland, you don't want to go out a loser. Damian Lillard's on the NBA 75.
Yeah,
you don't want to have that career and go out a loser.
See, that's where there's a difference between free agency and trading. Like, NBA players can refuse to play for a team anymore and make them leave that team. That's something that I think is bullshit.
It's still logistics, though.
What do you mean?
I'll go back to what he said. You want to go watch a popular player.
Yeah.
Or because, and back to my argument, they're popular because of their skill set. The team will try to pay them to stay because long term that gets the money back.
Right.
You can look at ticket prices you could look just at the Sixers. Like use the Sixers as a test. You can look at ticket prices versus who they're playing to see that other player and the fluctuation of prices from there.
Right.
The Sixers play the Spurs. Well, that's the Sixers play the Pistons. You could probably get a ticket for $60. The Sixers play the Lakers. You're paying over 200. So it's kind of investment for teams regardless of, I don't want to say how good they are because that's what brings the people in, but that culture is kind of a facade.
I don't know.
I don't agree. I don't know. I just think that, like, we would have a much more interesting sport to watch if teams held together and, like, kept their players for a longer period of time. And still, like, Damian Lillard's situation is a little bit different. But
I don't think it is, because he even said, like, this week, he's like, yeah, I'm on a good team with a fantastic player and we're doing well, but he's like, I'm lonely here. Like, I don't like my personal life. So that's the money talking, as well as his, I don't know the word I'm looking for, his ego.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to go out a loser.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think that the NBA, the way it is right now, is kind of a talent show. And, like, just, like, play-wise and stuff like that, like, the types of plays you see in the NBA are just really not as dynamic as something like in the European League, because those dudes actually, like, have to get creative to, like, win. And it's cool to watch, like, the Olympics and stuff like that right now for that reason, because NBA players just show up and think they're going to fucking win whatever, and it's just lame. It's not...
Well, you can use that as an argument as well. I mean, the Olympics are just the best. The best athletes in that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the NBA or basketball portion of that per se, because some of them think they're too good to do that, but in skiing or whatever, that's the best athletes in that position, but they're not getting paid a lot. That's their pride.
Yeah.
To put on the resume of having a gold medal.
Well, maybe that's a big piece of the problem, is that people don't have any pride for their teams in the NBA.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's just a place where you could flaunt your money and your contract and cool, and it is kind of lame. I'm kind of with Chris. Like, it's fucking...
I'm glad I'm pulling all the gripes out of you guys that you have with this league. I'm literally just listening to every... You guys are giving points on things that you would fix.
There's
except
a lot,
Bob.
Dude,
Bob's been holding true.
I honestly think that the NBA is pretty fucked up.
I think the...
I'm glad I could pull it out of you.
The trade demanding is the biggest bullshit.
It's bullshit
to me.
Yeah. Like, you should be able... I mean, players aren't going to... Regardless of what sport you watch, you can't expect players to be on your team the entire time they're in the league. It's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unreasonable. But, like... And, like, in the case of Damian Lillard, good for him that he got to leave. You know what I mean? Like, he was there for, what, 11 years or something ridiculous?
Well, that was a two-way street for them. There's, like, okay, you did a lot for us. Like, we appreciate you.
You should be able to let a player go when they've been there that long and you know that your team doesn't have a future with them. You know what I mean? But I think that, like, the players should have more...
I think it's a little complainy from the players sometimes, but that's a freedom that they have.
Yeah.
I'll give them that. I'll give them that.
All right, let's move on, or else we're just going to keep going. I got a new game.
Like, hold on.
Wait a minute.
But right before we end this, like... How much complaining did you hear out of Zach Wilson this year? Like, and that made a lot of media for him being like, I don't want to be second string, but you're not good enough to be first string. Like, you don't have the say. But when it comes to Damian Lillard, the star of the team, 75 player of all time, like, all right, man, you should probably go win a championship.
I just think it's cool that in football versus the NBA, like, teams really have, like, a culture that, like the fucking, I don't know, the Ravens, for example. Or, like, teams with, like, a head coach that has been there for a long time, or, like, an established just culture, it's completely different, and players, like, actually want to embody that and, like, choose teams for that.
This is more of a modern thing as well.
Yeah.
Like, the way we see coaches flip-flop from teams, like, is crazy right now.
But, like, in like, the NFL, there's so many players that you can keep, like, 6 to 8 guys that are, like, your core group, like the Eagles have. Like, all teams have, like, a core group of guys that we've had for 6 to 8 years that everyone has the jerseys of. Like, you see their jerseys the most because they've been on the team, and you know they're going to play here a while.
I think football's a little different because the season's way shorter. There's less games.
There's more players.
They don't have...
The NBA has to... They have such small teams, like, that it can rotate more often, you know?
The NBA is, like, the least... team-oriented sport as well.
Yeah.
A lot of it
is
like,
I don't think
individual.
It has to be. I mean, the European League proves that. It doesn't have to be completely not team-oriented, like player-oriented.
Yeah, and if people, like, actually played like that, they'd probably do better.
Yeah, I mean, if you look
at the meta.
If you look at the Nuggets, that is basically the case.
It's not the meta.
The Nuggets have two star players, and I mean, they have other good players, but they're role players, and that's how they won.
Yeah.
Versus
that's
you look
the
at
Sixers. That's every good team.
It's yeah, but that's not what teams have been trying to do for the past like 10 years. Because after the Celtics, like I don't know, almost 15 years ago now, put together their fucking super team. Every team is trying to make a super team now. I mean, look at the fucking Clippers, bro. They have four insane players on their team.
Future
and that
Hall
is
of
like
Famers.
What's up?
Future Hall of Famers.
Yeah, four future Hall of Famers. And they're running the show in the East, or in the East, in the West.
Yeah, they really picked
it
up.
And, like, it's cool, but it's also, like, it's kind of fucking lame that a team can just stack up on.
I don't know. I don't think you need a super team. You just need that power one, too, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's.
But you don't, because look at what the Raptors did. They had Kawhi. That's it. And they just had really great coaching and really great role players. It all depends.
We can see how much the coaching can do just by the Sixers this year.
Exactly.
That specific coach.
Yep. The play calls make a big difference.
But you still need those players.
Nick Nurse,
yeah.
Take Tobias Harris and fucking stick him on the bench. Send him home, bro.
Send him to Crumble Cookie.
All
right.
I like it there.
We got a new game.
New game.
No name that player this week.
I'm pissed. Damn. I'm so pissed.
It'll be back. Guys, take it easy. Okay.
I'm fucking pissed.
It was getting stale.
I'm pissed.
Because I was so good at it. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. He kept banking it, so I had to change it. All right, so.
He just had to nerf me.
I'm going to call this. Shout out to Bob. He said this a couple weeks ago. This is called statistical statistics. Statistically.
Nice.
I don't know if you remember saying that.
Fuck
but
no, baby.
Basically, it's going to go like this. I got...
statistics.
I got statistics. So...
stats.
I got a QB, a running back, a wide receiver, a tight end, and a defense.
Okay. Yeah.
Whoa.
I am going back to week one of last season, the most recent season.
Okay.
And I'm going to read off to you... the stats of a player from that week from each of those five positions.
Okay.
And
we have to guess the player?
You need to guess the player.
It's just a name that player.
And I'm going to tell you who they played that week.
Hold on. Okay.
Oh. So here's the stipulation. If you guys work together, it's me versus y'all three.
Oh, shit. Team effort.
Think out loud.
Okay.
But.
Your turn.
Fart, Isaiah. So basically... if you want the name of the team
that they played
that they play for,
you have to take a shot.
So there's five.
Someone has to take a shot. And
you're driving home drunk, Isaiah.
So between the three of us, we have to take five shots.
Yes.
If you want the name,
if we want all of them.
What happens if we win?
I'm not taking any shots. We're gonna bake
everyone.
You take
the Eagles, the Lions, and
lemon juice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. So
the Bills played the.
I don't have any.
The Bills played the Jets.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, also, if you get less than three, you all have to take a shot at the end.
No. Go ahead.
What do you mean
this
no?
This is way harder.
This is wild.
It's really not that hard.
Wait. So how many,
drinks
do you have to take at the end if you lose?
One.
Dude.
You guys work together.
Whoa.
You work
just
together.
Just start.
All right, quarterback.
You have to take five shots?
Quarterback.
Not you specifically.
Good? All right, yeah, you do. All right, quarterback. This player, this one's going to be kind of easy because of who they played against. They played the Eagles.
The quarterback?
You can say it out loud.
Jared Goff.
Yeah. Jared Goff.
Jared Goff.
No.
Wait, hold on. How many guesses do we get?
Yeah, that's something I didn't really think about. What? Maybe.
Two guesses.
Three. All right, so let's restart. Well, we can't restart.
We didn't the Lions. It wasn't us, I guess.
Well, you got to lock it in, and I won't say yes or no until you're locked in. It's too late now, but we'll just skip that one. We'll say you guys didn't get it.
We played the Lions 2 years ago.
No.
The first game first game of the season.
All right, you want to keep going? Go ahead, keep going.
Let us get one more guess. This is like a test.
Can
give
I
me
give
the
you?
Stats.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's the whole point. Stats, statistical statistics, statistically.
So they played the Lions?
All right, so this player threw for 64.8%, 316 yards, three touchdowns, and an interception, and they rushed 2 yards for two rushes for 15 yards. They had 24.14 fantasy points.
Mac Jones.
You're not going to consult your
team? Oh, it was. That's right. It was New England.
All right. Yeah, it's Mac Jones.
Nice.
All right, running back. This player played against the Chicago Bears. They had 9 rushes for 41 yards and a rushing touchdown. 2 receptions for 86 yards and a receiving touchdown. They had 24.7 fantasy points.
24.7.
In week 1.
Against the Bears.
The Bears blow.
That was the rain game, wasn't it? Was that the rain game?
I don't
game?
Think that was this year.
Was that last year?
I don't think the rain game was this year.
Are you sure?
There would be a lot more running if it was the rain game.
He scored 24 points.
On 84 fantasy. Yards.
Oh. Yeah.
On 2 catches.
Oh.
Fuck, this is hard.
It doesn't even turn into a stat thing because you're just trying to reach into the bag of who they played. That's all you're reaching into. You're just trying to think of who they played week one. The stats really don't fucking matter.
They don't help that much.
No, they don't.
Well, these are like the biggest stats of this week.
Of the week.
Fantasy-wise.
Oh, they're the biggest fantasy? Okay, so...
They're
okay,
like top 3 fantasy stats.
I couldn't tell you what happened in week fucking 9.
All right. Let's list out. Who are the best running backs early in the season?
Well, it wasn't Kamara because he didn't play.
No. CMC is on that list, probably. I don't think they played
that early.
No.
Probably didn't play him at all.
I don't know if they did play him at all.
Fuck, dude.
This is rough.
You can at least take a guess. If you get it wrong, then you take a shot. And I'll tell you the team.
All right, wait. We got to narrow it down to a couple different players.
It's just who they played week one. That's all it comes down
to. Yeah, I mean, the player could have had it.
Even the fantasy points, I couldn't
it's
tell
gotta,
you who the highest...
It's got to be a team in the NFC, right?
Probably. It probably is the NFC.
So who are the best running backs?
CMC.
I don't think it was Bijan.
No, because he wasn't being used enough.
He had a good start of the season, though. But I don't think it was him.
We're gonna cook idea. Too long on this.
Can we pass for now?
Just give me the shot.
Wait, we gotta guess first.
You
might as well guess first.
Wait,
think about this though. Don't just throw one out there. What are the teams in the NFC? Who could it have?
Why does it have to be the NFC?
Because usually you start in your
conference.
In your conference.
The Eagles played the Patriots.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Fuck.
Dude, it doesn't matter. There's no rule.
Whatever, bro. I don't fucking know.
The Bears give us Isaiah Pacheco.
Get the fuck out of here. It wasn't him.
All right. Here you go, Bob.
Just give me the shot. I don't want to be wrong.
We're going to get the team and feel stupid.
Yeah, he's putting the team on his back right now. You
For
respect
real?
That?
I do.
Took a shot today.
Drink up, Dada.
You're good.
Pop a squirt. Well, this is going to give it away.
Yeah, that's because all we need is the team.
Yeah. Might be a need to think about this a little
bit.
Yeah,
we might have to tweak this one, dude.
A little bit. All right, the team is the Packers.
Is this guy be Aaron
really
Jones?
Aaron
right?
Jones?
It had to be Aaron Jones. That's the only thing that makes sense because it wasn't Dylan. It's Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones. Lock
it
in.
Lock?
Yeah, it's a lock.
All right, it's Aaron Jones.
Dude, he's going to fuck us on one
I would have never, and it was still the NFC.
It's going to be like the backup.
That's crazy. All right, wide receiver.
Wide receiver.
It's going to be Puka, bro.
Went against the Chargers. 11 receptions, 215 receiving yards, and 2 touchdowns.
Holy smokes.
What the fuck?
33.5 fantasy points.
Oh, it might have been Tyreek.
That sounds right.
Tyreek.
You're just going to lock it like that?
Lock it.
Well, we have 2 guesses. Fuck
lock
you.
It.
No, don't lock it.
Oh, no.
Tyreek.
It's Tyreek.
This guy, dude, he's carrying. This guy's carrying right
Hold
now.
On. You are not going to get the tight end.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, shit. I don't have who
Darren
we played
Waller.
Against.
He's carrying.
It's Darren you? Waller.
Hold on.
It's not. It's not Darren Waller.
Lock it in.
Chris is like, there's no fucking chance.
I had him in fantasy. It wasn't Darren Waller.
That's crazy.
The best tight end of the week, week one.
It's somebody weird.
Laporta.
No.
Njoku.
No, he was not good until
It's
going to
be someone weird. You're definitely... It's going to be some guy like fucking...
Jonnu Smith.
Yeah, okay. Some weird shit. Or like a tight end,
All right,
too.
This player Was it played against the Falcons?
Again, five receptions. It's not Jonnu Smith.
Five
receptions. Oh, nice. Nailed it.
Five receptions for 41 yards and a TD.
That's it?
10.1 fantasy points.
Against the Falcons.
He caught a touchdown.
He said, this is going to be a hard one.
Yeah, I mean, it's... I have an idea for next time, though. We'll just do division matchups.
That would narrow it down.
That would be way...
Might do that.
Week one played the Falcons.
Am I going to know this guy's name?
Yeah, you play fantasy football.
Fuck.
That wasn't reassuring. That wasn't reassuring.
So it's not a popular person.
Yeah. No.
It's got to be somebody really weird.
You're really weird.
Who is?
Can you give us if they're the number one at their position?
They have to be, right? I feel like they would have
for the week. They have to be, right?
Have to be a tight end one.
I mean,
it could be the backup tight end.
If you throw a backup tight end at me, I'm going to be pissed.
I told you it's the highest. Top three of that week. So.
If you expected me to get a backup tight end. Who did the
Falcons play?
Dude, you're talking fucking 6 months ago.
Even if we got the team that they played, I don't know if I can name the tight end too.
What teams are gone?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
What teams are gone from this question? Because we already answered six teams.
Fuck, I don't know. Who's the tight end for the Titans?
Is it the Titans?
I don't know.
I don't know the tight end.
I feel like it's the Chargers.
No, we just went through the Chargers played someone else.
Did they?
Yeah, we just did the Chargers one. It was he got it. Right? The Chargers played what the fuck was the last question? The Chargers played the Dolphins.
The Chargers played the Dolphins. See the whole shot thing now, it messes me up.
Is it going to be like...
Dude, we might have just to skip this one.
What team did they play? The Falcons.
We lost.
They played the Falcons.
Dude, it's got to be like the Colts or something, or it's some weird fucking team.
No way, it's like...
Give me...
It wouldn't be a double, right? Like a
Mo Alley Cox.
Or like Luke Musgrave.
Who did the Bears play?
I don't think we got that one. Oh, no, we got...
We had the Bears.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
The Bears played the Packers.
Yeah, the Bears played the Packers. The Eagles,
so it couldn't be a
Packers. Eagles played the Pats.
And this person played the Falcons.
Yes.
The Falcons, week one, played... Dude.
What if it was... No.
Wait, who played the Pats? Week one?
Somebody needs to take the shot.
The Bears.
Dude, somebody takes the shot on this and we get the team, he has to drink, regardless if
we
lose
have,
out.
Like, two more, though. I think we should throw a fucking...
Mo Alley Cox. As a first guess.
No, bro, come on. Don't lock with that.
I didn't lock. That's our first guess. That's dickhead.
I'm not taking a shot for this.
Then what are you thinking, dude?
Yeah.
It could be like
take the reins, buck
up. It's not George Kittle.
he said you guys probably are gonna get this.
Why would you put it in there?
It's let's just guess like fucking Kate Otten, bro. Kate Otten.
Nah.
I like that guess.
All right, Whatever. Now take a shot.
I'm not taking a shot, bro. Do I have to take a shot? Why don't we just move on to the next one?
You could do that as well.
Can we pass?
Let's do that.
This guy hasn't taken any shots.
Pass
I'm just saying.
I'm planning on not doing it, to be honest.
Let's pass that one.
No, just guess. Just take a guess.
We already guessed. I'm not taking a shot, bro.
You wouldn't let me do my guess. Fuck you.
Your guess was wrong, bro.
Take a guess.
You might as well just spit now.
Played the Falcons?
I mean, I'll tell you, but you're not going to get the points. Tell you the team.
Tell us.
You still might not get it.
Okay. Tell us the team.
All right. It's the Panthers.
I wouldn't have got that. I don't know their tight end one.
Fuck. I don't think I would have got it either. Who is it?
Greg What's Wilson. Lock
Greg,
it in.
Greg Olson.
Greg. Greg.
Who is it?
It's Hayden Hurst.
Oh, my fucking God. Never would have
got
that.
That was fucking bullshit, dude. I was going to say, like... I was gonna say Hunter Henry, but I think he's a Patriot.
Didn't fucking drink on that.
I want you to fuck.
That wasn't worth, dude. That wasn't.
That was not worth.
All right, last but not least.
What?
Wait, defense. There's two more. I thought.
Oh.
Defense. Well,
did we do wide receiver?
Ah!
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck. You said we had two more chances.
Tyreek, my bad.
You're fucking drinking.
We got defense.
We're, unless we bink it.
Go ahead.
Defense against the Giants. 7 sacks, 2 interceptions, 1 fumble recovery, 1 defensive touchdown, 1 return.
I know it. I know it. I know it. The Cowboys.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Thank you, Cowboys, for once in my life.
Give me your cup.
Thank
Give me
you,
your
baby.
Cup.
Oh,
no. We made it. We made it.
Yeah, baby. What do we lose? 34-0?
Yeah, you got shut out. They had freaking a defensive touchdown and a return touchdown.
That was hard to watch.
Deron Bland was going off.
But shout out like
that. Was there
Giants.
Any coffee left in that?
No.
Shout out to the Giants for coming back against the Cardinals.
Shout
the
out,
week.
Dude. Shout out to Isaiah for clutching off at the end, dude.
You knew it, though.
What? Something has to be. Something's got to be fixed with that. I don't know what, but hit me with ideas if you have any.
Yeah. I don't know.
I smell it.
Ah! My favorite.
Yeah. Giddy that up.
It grinds me up.
Giddy on up.
I hate looking at it.
Ew, bro.
Oh, he's savoring it, too.
Woo! That one felt a little worse.
That shit's hard. That's so, way harder than name that player.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I suck at name that player.
Yeah, you do.
He nerfed me, bro.
Really
I'm telling you, you're holding me back.
All right, I think you guys got to go.
Okay.
You've been here for, like, 2 hours. I'm really not trying to have you here anymore.
Fuck you.
I'm trying to, like, go to bed, so cash out.
Something like that.
I'm not cashing out.
I forgot my wallet.
Put it on
That's
my
crazy.
Tab again.
That's crazy.
Throw it away.
Forgot
it's
my
not
wallet.
Paying it. Forgot it.
It's in the car. I'm going to go grab it.
It's in my other pants. My dry pants. It's in my dry pants. That's a callback. It's a callback. It's funny if you listen to the beginning.
Are you going to sleep on your cock in your cot?
Yeah.
I'm going to soil myself and wear the same pants all week till next week. And then I might have my wallet.
We're trying to cook up a fart for you.
Thanks for visiting the pub. Be sure to follow and rate us 5 stars if you enjoyed the show. Also, follow us on X at @thepub_of_choice. Make sure you visit again, and next time, try the wings. They're fire.